This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
What you need to do now is, at all costs, this is for you and everybody else, spend 100% of your time putting practical positivity, not some bullshit, like if you dream, not some hippie shit.
Yeah.
Practical positivity into your fucking ear and limit that poison.
So my question is, basically, how do you not feel like a failure? Like, I'm 20 and I have done a lot with my life. And I everybody tells me I'm successful, but I always feel like a failure still.
Why?
I don't know. The honest reason is...
Honestly, like fuck it. Like, Let's go honest as fuck.
So honest reason is, like, because when I was younger, my family always, like, kind of told me, like, I would not be like shit, or I'm not gonna be successful. So it's like, I kind of worked my ass off to get to where I am now, and I still don't see the success that I feel that validates me, you know? And it's like, I always sit and tell myself, like, no, like, you gotta really stop this shit, because, like, you are successful and you're getting more success, but King, you're like, your mind's playing tricks on you.
King, first, success has to be redefined in our culture, bro. Like, success needs to be happiness, not how many, you know, zeros are in the bank account or how many followers one has. So A, on some real shit, being as young of a man as you are, knowing that you're gonna live 4 or 5 more lives, you need to seriously, in its own self, really think, especially when you're coming from hip hop culture, looking at your backdrop, so much of success is in what you got, what you're wearing, who you with, how much you drop, how much you spent. Like, please, please, my man, let's use the serendipity of this moment together to A, start right now, just like, you know, just like your family pounded from the get, which is hard to get out. You know, stuff that's established in the beginning is hard to get out. But A, right from this moment, please use this and watch this video over again. Success needs to be, are you happy?
Yeah.
Are you happy? Comma, you need to really go into this, like, place, a quiet place, like this cave inside your own head, where you need to be like, on some real shit, yo, fuck my grandma, fuck mom, fuck dad, fuck my grandfather, fuck my uncle, fuck, like, you need to go into this place, because every piece of value that they have over you is gonna always then go back to that place where you don't think you're shit.
Yeah.
On some real shit. Now, that doesn't mean you have to never talk to them again and fuck them.
Yeah, yeah.
You just can't value their opinion.
Opinion's so fucking much.
You need to shit on their opinion.
Yes.
You need, and by the way, for you and everybody else, people have to look at where that opinion comes from. I have a friend who, like, really had issues with his mom growing up, and his mom was a wreck. And finally I looked at him, like, this is when I was like 16. I was like, bro, your mom's a fucking loser. Why are you listening to her?
Yeah.
You know, you don't get to choose who your family is, but, like, you know, which then leads to, you don't get to choose who's fucking putting shit into your dome. But the reality is, fuck, like, to your point, if you've already, quote unquote, won more than they said, then now the whole rest of this game, the next 100 years, is gravy.
Yeah.
Bro, you need to put positivity in your ears. You know, all those posters behind you, right?
Yes.
Why are they icons? Why are they sitting on your fucking wall? Because they put out stories and people put that shit in their ears, and that took them to a different place. It they resonated with it. It was positivity, right?
Yes.
And so, you know, sometimes it seemed rugged, but it was optimism. I can get out, right? And so what you need to do now is, at all costs, this is for you and everybody else, spend 100% of your time putting practical positivity, not some bullshit, like if you dream, not some hippie shit.
Yeah.
Practical positivity into your fucking ear and limit that poison.
I feel you, yeah.
Are you able to do that?
Yeah, I actually got better at it, because, like, last year in 2019 was, like, a really bad year. I was very depressed, but 2020...
Why?
I was depressed because I let
Tell me the truth. Tell me the truth.
I let a lot of things get to me, and I let myself be, like, paralyzed. And I let myself by, like, people's actions towards me, like fake,
like,
friends.
What? Tell me the truth.
Mm-hmm. Fake friends, like management, people not, like, not getting my full money, stealing money, like, all that stuff, like, really affected me. And then, so I like took a break from social media, like took a break back. But now like 2020, I post every day on YouTube. I started TikTok, I'm at almost 2 mil.
I'm
getting deals every day, brand deals every day. I'm doing great. Everything that I wanted to do in 2019, I'm doing it now.
Cut poison out of your life.
Yeah.
You know, you ever see Bronx? I think it's Bronx Tale, where like the kid like sees a kid that he lent 20 bucks to and he still owes him 20 bucks. And he starts like chasing him and the gangster grabs him and says, yo, you got off cheap. Any manager, any friend or girl that just hung out with you because you had some money, like all that thing, you could cut, you're in control. You cut them out. I'm never mad when people try to floss off me or gloss off me. You know why? I'm in control. A, at this point, and even from the get, I'm hard to trick. But B, if somebody got me, because I didn't even give a shit if they tricked me, I can cut them. I'm the fucking energy.
Yeah.
Bro, this is a positive versus negative, yes versus no,
yeah,
good versus bad fucking world. Fucking lean into good and fucking cut bad out 24/7, 365, period.
I feel what you're saying. I fuck with that. Yeah.
And go back to your life in your mind the last 7 or 8 years and think about what was bringing you good vibes. And like, I keep telling so many people, I'm like, find that kid in high school that you now think is a nerd because they're not as cool, but they were your fucking homie in junior high, but you think you're a little something, you're trying to be popular, you can't be friends with them, and fucking go back to that person and be friends again, because that's positive energy instead of the fucking negative energy of somebody you're looking up to.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that, yeah.
Bet. All right, King, take care.
As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people, you know, it's so funny, people that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away, which were our favorites this week?
Thanks so much, Gary. Today's amazing five-star review reads, "The mentor I never had. Since I was 13, Gary has always inspired me and has pulled out that extra little bit of motivation for years. I'm 18 now. I've started my own business. I'm captain of the basketball team and one of 5 class presidents. And I firmly believe my upbringing and having all those Gary rants running in the background is my foundation of where I am now. We love you, Gary." Thank you so much for that kind review. We love you also. To anybody else listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.